What sorts of aircraft were?
That was mainly at the time when the F-16 was being, brought into the inventory and replacing the F-4. The early flight tests were done basically on the F-4, but the operational usage was going to be basically, with the F-16. And so we went out and visited the users, not only the field shop support people, but the flyers as well. And I brought back a message on one trip from that. I remember this tall, nice looking colonel, bird colonel, obviously, a typical fighter pilot, And so, he was telling, I was asking, and he said, I want to tell you, all right, I flew in Southeast Asia. I saw these SAM missiles coming up like telephone poles, he said, and I could see them veering off. And he says, I'm a believer in ECM. But he said, the F-16 is coming on, as he put it, the hottest airplane in the world. We've got a bunch of young, white scarved pilots, I remember he told them. And he says, they think they can outfly anything in the world. They're just that cocky and all. And he said, you're really going to have problems getting them to accept, this dummy, if you would, flying on their airplane.
Yeah.
Limits their performance and that sort of thing. And so he said, the thing you got to realize is, he said, when you're actually, on a combat mission, he says, you're out there getting lined up, ready to go. And he said, and these were exact words, he said, you're putting your ass on the line, and you got to decide whether you're going to go for it or whether you're going to abort. And he said, that pilot's going to be sitting there with that dummy as he looks at it. It doesn't make any noise, doesn't go bang, it doesn't go flashing. He said, he doesn't know whether it's working or not. And he's putting his life on the line for that piece of gear.
Yeah.
All right? And that stuck with me, that said, we really need to address the reliability issue. All right? Because at the same time, when I'd gone out and I went into the field shop and there were shipping containers with 131s in there, still sitting in her container. And I said, why are they there? He said, we don't want to waste our time testing them because we take them out of the shipping crate, run them through a test, and they fail. I said, man, bad news.
Yeah.